The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Dave Smith for the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Triangle Bulletin Board. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you about the events and happenings in the upcoming weeks and months, as reported from various sources. And we're going to start off with some entertainment news. The nominations for the 78th Annual Golden Globe Awards, celebrating the best in television and film, have been announced. For the first time in the history of the Golden Globes, the nominations were announced virtually, following the current safety guidelines surrounding the COVID pandemic. This year's nominees are a mix of old and new, highlighting what we've been watching from home while in quarantine. Netflix led in both television and film nominations, including the drama Mank, which led with 6 nominations. The Trial of the Chicago 7 followed with 5 nominations. In the television categories, Netflix's royal drama The Crown led with 6 nominations, followed by last year's award show Darling, the comedy Schitt's Creek, with 5. Chadwick Boseman, who died last year at the age of 43 after a private battle with colon cancer, received a posthumous nomination for his role in the Netflix film Ma Rainey's Black Bottom. Tina Fey and Amy Poehler will return as hosts of the event for a 4th time. The Golden Globes will take place virtually, or in some fashion, on Sunday, February 28th, on NBC. Hal Holbrook, the legendary Emmy and Tony Award-winning actor, has died. He was 95. Holbrook portrayed iconic author Mark Twain in a one-man show for more than 6 decades, winning a Tony Award for Best Actor in 1966 for his role in Mark Twain Tonight, which he also directed. Holbrook first got the idea to do the Twain show after portraying the author as part of an honors project as a drama major at Denison University. He made his Broadway debut in 1961 in Do You Know the Milky Way? And The Great White Way would become a familiar home for him, as he appeared in numerous productions over the years, including Man of La Mancha, An American Daughter, and, of course, Mark Twain Tonight. He broke ground on the small screen with the 1972 television movie That Certain Summer, in which he played a divorced father who comes out as a gay man. Holbrook appeared in various other TV productions, including the NBC series Lincoln, which won him an Emmy in 1976, and the 1980s sitcom Designing Women, which starred his then-wife, Dixie Carter. Holbrook's role as Deep Throat in the 1976 political film All the President's Men gave the public something to hang their hat on, as the actual source who advised Washington Post journalist Bob Woodward in what would become the Watergate scandal. Hal Holbrook, Emmy and Tony Award winner, spent some 60 years plying his trade. Tony Bennett, it's been revealed that the legendary singer has Alzheimer's disease. It started showing up in 2015. The revelation was in a feature article by AARP, the magazine. On Twitter, Bennett thanked AARP for telling the story. Life is a gift, even with Alzheimer's. Thank you to his wife and my family for their support, and AARP, the magazine, for telling my story, he wrote. At the encouragement of his team of neurologists, Bennett has continued to sing and play music at home to help stimulate his brain in positive ways. He's also keeping a special diet and exercising regularly with a trainer. Both his wife and eldest son said that backstage, Tony could seem utterly mystified about his whereabouts. But the moment he heard the announcer's voice boom, "Ladies and gentlemen, Tony Bennett," he would transform himself into performance mode, stride out into the spotlight, smiling and acknowledging the audience's applause. Tony Bennett, Alzheimer's disease, grabs another one. And finally, got to talk about Groundhog Day, of course. That one in Punxsutawney, you know, his name is Phil, he said there's going to be 6 more weeks of winter. Well, Sir Walter Wally said spring is right around the corner. I'll take Raleigh's version anytime. Okay, Artsplosure, Raleigh's signature art festival that draws tens of thousands to the area, will be postponed to October due to COVID-19. The festival was originally set to take place in mid-May in downtown Raleigh. It is now scheduled for October 9th and 10th. With the COVID pandemic continuing to evolve and the safety of our festival participants a top priority, we have decided to postpone our namesake festival until October, when the odds of presenting an event that lives up to our standards and our audience's expectations should be better. That from Artsplosure Executive Director Michael Lauder in a news release. The annual festival, normally held in the spring, was initially postponed last year at the start of the coronavirus pandemic before being canceled. Festivals and special events of more than 50 people have been canceled through March 31st, including the city's St. Patrick's Day Parade and Festival and the Raleigh Night Market. All right, let's talk about Carolina Performing Arts. They've got the Commons Festival going on. It's back in digital form. The Commons is an initiative devoted to supporting artists by fostering local creative community and discourse in and around the Triangle. Join for streaming performances by the 4 Commons Artists in Residence, as well as the Shop Talk series, small format roundtable events bringing together current, emerging, and aspiring arts professionals to talk about areas of the performing arts field. The festival is presented over 4 weekends from January 29th through February 20th. Of course, that first weekend has already been held. All events must be registered for separately. All right, let's talk about the weekend of Friday and Saturday, February 12 and 13. On the 12th, How Can We Explain This? By Eternal, the MC. Through a visual hip-hop experience, How Can We Explain This? Gives people a powerful and candid view of the emotions and conversations directly correlated with the plight of Black, Indigenous, and people of color, also known as BIPOC. It bridges a gap between minds that may not understand this predicament and those that process this reality on a daily basis. The streaming starts at 7. Saturday, February 13th, Shop Talk. Supporting artists from process to performance. What does it mean to support an artist? Join in a conversation with arts professionals who work behind the scenes every day to make sure those performing on stage have what they need to do what they do. From managing contracts and calendars to coordinating luggage and logistics, and everything in between. These are often the people you never hear anything about. Streaming of Shop Talk starts at 1 p.m. On Friday, February 19th, the last weekend of the Commons Festival, Southern Discomfort by Johnny Lee Chapman III. This is, again, Friday, February 19th. This is a detailed roadmap through the geography and lesser-known histories of the state of North Carolina, known for its easy access to both the mountains and the coast. Although the canonical recorded history may date back only to the 18th century, when the state became one of the original 13 colonies, the hills and waterways of North Carolina remember the oral traditions of the people that called this place home. The land is teeming with tradition and legend, some remarkable and others less appealing, but together they define our state. Streaming starts at 7. Then the final event, Saturday, February 20th, a Shop Talk. Here Now, Creating Capacity for Artists at Home. The Digital Commons provides Carolina Performing Arts an important opportunity to support area artists and foster discourse among arts professionals. It also allows for the exploration of new modes of arts criticism through collaborations with Indie Week. Join in for the final event in the Commons Festival Shop Talk series as they consider questions of what it means to dedicate resources to the commissioning, presentation, and promotion of local artists. Performances are filmed and will stream on Friday evenings at 7 during the festival. All performances will be followed by a live Q&A with that evening's artist. Shop talks are facilitated by established arts professionals and offer an opportunity to share resources, insights, best practices, and provide encouragement in the changing landscape of the performing arts field. Shop talks have very limited capacity and will be conducted via Zoom. Shop talks will be recorded, and by participating attendees, consent to be recorded. All common festival events must be registered separately. Now, at Duke Performances, phone number there for complete details, 919-660-3356. All shows start at 8 unless noted. And Duke Performances is hosting virtual spring session with high-quality commissioned films featuring artists originally slated for in-person performances, and it will premiere on Vimeo for ticket holders. Before the premiere, ticket holders will receive a unique Vimeo link to stream each performance online at the scheduled time. After the conclusion of the premiere, the films will be available for viewing for 72 hours. Coming up on Saturday, February 13th, Kodo Legacy. From communicating with wartime troops to providing the soundscape for religious ceremonies, taiko drums have played a significant role in Japanese traditions for centuries. Kodo is a pioneering taiko drumming troupe that has performed internationally since 1981. Named for the Japanese word translated as heartbeat, or Children of the Drum. Saturday, February 20th, Voces 8, British vocal octet Voces 8, makes its Duke Performances debut with a program celebrating its vernacular musics. Since the octet's founding in 2005 and becoming a professional ensemble in 2007, Voces 8 has attained international recognition for its concerts and recordings, which feature an extensive repertory. Saturday, February 27th, two performances, is Poulenc Trio. The group has been called virtuosos of classical and contemporary chamber music in one profile for Russian television. The trio is committed to commissioning, performing, and recording new works from contemporary composers. Since its founding, the trio has greatly expanded the repertoire available for oboe, bassoon, and piano, with more than 20 new works written or arranged for the group, including three triple concertos for trio and full orchestra. Friday, March 5th, in conversation, Amir Suleiman, acclaimed poet, activist, recording artist, and filmmaker, will read from and discuss his work, which viscerally and spiritually confronts themes of race, identity, suffering, healing, and love. Suleiman's reading caps a week of virtual engagements with the Duke and Durham community, including local K-12 students. This is a free event at noon. Again, it's Friday, March 5th. Saturday, March 13th, James End violin and Orion Weiss on piano. Renowned recitalist James Enns makes his Duke performances debut with pianist Orion Weiss in a program of violin sonatas from across two centuries. Enns, a violinist in a class of his own, that from the times, leads with a light lyrical sonatina by Schubert. Then Saturday, March 20th, Black Atlantic, Natu Camara, Guinea, USA, and Edmar Castaneda, Colombia, USA. Adoring fans regard Natu as the Tina Turner of Guinea. In her music and high-octane shows, the impassioned singer-songwriter substantiates the weighty nickname. In the early 2000s, Camara led West Africa's first all-female hip-hop group, the Ideal Black Girls. Now, Colombian-born, New York-based harpist Edmar Castaneda has marked the past several years with a series of collaborations alongside accomplished musicians whose distinctive styles have beautifully complemented his unique take on the Latin jazz form. All right, Saturday, March 27th, at Duke Performances, Black Atlantic, Jane Bunnett and Makeke from Cuba and Canada, as well as Mali, Morocco, and Madagascar. Hailing from Canada and Cuba, Jane Bunnett and her group Makeke offer a refreshing perspective to the world of jazz, grounded in cross-cultural collaboration, formidable artistry, and the celebration of Afro-Cuban culture. And that's all Duke Performances. For more information, 919-660-3356. All right, the current schedule for Durham Performing Arts Center, also known as DPAC. Pretty Woman the Musical, To Kill a Mockingbird, and Oklahoma were scheduled for this spring. All three events have been postponed. Tuesday, April 27th, an evening of conversation with Julie Andrews. Friday and Saturday, May 14th and 15th, it's Trolls Live. Monday and Tuesday, June 14 and 15, Jason Isbell and the 400 Unit Then Saturday, June 26th, arrival from Sweden, the music of ABBA. Well, that's all this spring, currently scheduled at DPAC. PNC Arena, NC State basketball, and Carolina Hurricanes games are scheduled there. But, of course, you have to check to make sure those games will actually occur because of COVID-19. One of the postponed events, the 2021 Navy Federal Credit Union National Hockey League Stadium Series at Carter-Finley Stadium, that has been postponed. Then currently on the schedule, it doesn't start until June 11th, the Dude Perfect 2021 tour. Then in August, it's Nickelodeon's JoJo Siwa. Also in August, Rage Against the Machine Public Service Announcement Tour. Also in August, Wednesday, August 18th, Michael Bublé. Then in September, the 10th and 11th, Luke Combs, What You See Is What You Get Tour. And finally in October, Harry Styles, Love on Tour 2021. Now, checking out the Duke Energy Center for the Performing Arts, that has scheduled several streaming events over the next few months. Streaming will be from Mamandi Concert Hall at 8. Details about upcoming events available by calling Duke Energy Center 919-996-8700. And we'll start with Saturday, February 13th, Valentine's Romance and Tango, a North Carolina Symphony streaming event. And as well with Saturday, February 20th, the Kruger Brothers, once again a North Carolina Symphony streaming event, as is Famous Overtures, Saturday, February 27th. March 5, 6, and 11, Tchaikovsky Symphony No. 4, also a streaming event. Friday, March 12th, currently an R-rated magic show is scheduled. Thursday through Sunday, March 18th through the 21st, if Vivaldi's Four Seasons from Carolina Ballet, and that will take place at another location. March 19, 20, 25, and 26, Swing and Blues with Byron Stripling, a North Carolina Symphony streaming event. March 26 and 27, then April 1st, Gershwin and Dvorak, a streaming event from the North Carolina Symphony. April 9, 10, and 15, Beethoven Eroica, a North Carolina Symphony streaming event. Friday and Sunday, April 9th and 11th, La Boheme was scheduled from the North Carolina Opera. It has been postponed. April 16, 17, and 22nd and 23rd, Ragtime Kings, North Carolina Symphony streaming event. Then on Thursday through Sunday, April 22nd through the 25th, it's Cinderella from the Carolina Ballet. And then April 30th and May 1st and May 6th and 7th, Beethoven Violin Concerto from the North Carolina Symphony. And that, once again, is a streaming event. Schedules have not changed at the amphitheaters in the area, at Cocoa Booth, Red Hat, and the Coastal Credit Union Music Park at Walnut Creek. All, as I've been reading for several weeks, those events have not changed. Once again, they are currently scheduled, but who knows with COVID-19 whether those scheduled events will indeed play. at Raleigh Improv on Parkside Main Street. Character. Most of the comedians are characters, right? Okay, here we go. Thursday through Sunday, February 25th through the 28th, Tony Baker. No shows currently scheduled in March. Upcoming shows this spring include Gilbert Gottfried, Nick DiPaolo, Andrew Scholes, Christopher Titus, Jeff Allen, Tammy and the Gang, The Christie Show, Jess Hilarious, Roy Wood Jr., and Craig Shoemaker. Good Nights Comedy Club on West Morgan Street in Raleigh. Thursday through Sunday, February 11th through the 14th, it's Dave Landau. Thursday through Saturday, February 18th through the 20th, it is Sam Tripoli. Thursday through Saturday, February 25th through the 27th, Mark Norman. Sunday, February 28th, Caleb Sinan. Friday through Sunday, March 5 through 7, Tony Roberts. Thursday through Sunday, March 11 through the 14th, Tony Rock. Sunday, March 21st, this just added to the Good Nights lineup, Clint Coley. At Thursday through Saturday, March 25th through the 27th, it is Greg Fitzsimons. Special note, with both comedy clubs, all shows are 18-plus, unless noted. Spectrum Center in Charlotte. They've got some shows on the list. Some have been postponed. For example, Michael Bublé was to play next month at the Spectrum Center. His event has been postponed until August 17th. Also postponed, the Weekend's After Hours Tour. Still currently scheduled, JoJo Siwa, the Dream Tour, Alabama's 50th Anniversary Tour, just two of the events that continue to be scheduled at the Spectrum Center in Charlotte. Currently, Saturday, April 10th at Charlotte's Bank of America Stadium, Garth Brooks Dive Bar Stadium Tour, and Billy Joel, both of the events in April. We have run out of time for today's episode of Triangle Bulletin Board. Hope you enjoyed it, and be sure to listen next time. I'm Dave Smith, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Triangle Bulletin Board is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, call us at 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.